From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, August the 25th, through Sunday, August 27th. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody reported for the Columbia Green Media, a fire on Division Street in the village of Catskill gutted a residence and caused damage to two nearby buildings and a garage. The village fire department was called to the location around 6 p.m. on Friday, August the 25th. Assistant Fire Chief Patrick McCullough said, and I quote, "When we arrived, the entire back of the building was on fire, as well as a garage in the back and an adjacent building," end quote. McCullough said the Greene County cause and origin determined the source of the fire was unknown. The Red Cross provided assistance to three adults and one 13-year-old child. William J. Kimball reported in the Daily Freeman that Bard College will hold a public information meeting on Monday, August 28th, on a $190 million project that would integrate existing agricultural activities on campus with academic programs housed in a new science building. Under the plan, 34,000 square feet of space will be created with the construction of a three-story building next to the Rose Science Building and an expansion of the Klein Dining Services Building. A college spokesman said the Bard and Montgomery Place farms are available resources that can be used to create a larger program of sustainable agriculture and food service. The public hearing is necessary because Bard will be seeking to support the program and construction through a U.S. Department of Agricultural loan. The public information session will be held at 1 p.m. on Monday, August 28th, in the George Ball Lodge in the Bertelsmann Campus Center on Annandale Road. Richard Moody reported for the Columbia Green Media that Hudson City officials said on Friday, August 25th, the city intends to initiate an Article 78 action against Greenport Planning Board, alleging its negative declaration on the modifications to the proposed A. Colarusso and Son Hall Road was incomplete and inadequate. The Greenport Board gave the project a green light through the required State Environmental Quality Review Act review and ultimately approved the project last week. The city is seeking the reversal of the negative declaration and a mandated environmental impact statement. Contacted Friday afternoon, Greenport Town Supervisor Edward Nabazi said he had not received a notice of the lawsuit. Daniel Zuckerman reported for the Columbia Green Media that construction of the Lumberyard Contemporary Performing Arts Facility in Catskill is scheduled to begin in November. Lumberyard Executive and Artistic Director Adrian Will said last week that internal demolition of the former Dunn Building and Supply Center along the Catskill Creek on Water Street began a few weeks ago. Asbestos removal from the roof has been completed and more asbestos abatement is underway. Phase one of the construction will include artist housing and theater. The work is expected to take between 8 months to a year to complete, Will said. Lumberyard's inaugural 2018 summer performance season will be held at venues such as Bridge Street Theater in Catskill and the Hudson Opera House in Hudson. Richard Moody reported for the Columbia Green Media. Hudson residents gathered last week at a meeting called by First Ward Alderman candidate Democrat Kamal Johnson to air concerns about the proposed use of $10 million in downtown revitalization initiative funds recently awarded by the state. Those in attendance said they were left out of the application process and demanded the imminent year-long planning process be more open. Current plans for the $10 million include development of Fugari site improvements, establishment of waterfront pedestrian connectivity routes, and lights at the Promenade Hill Park gateway, adaption of the Dunn Warehouse for year-round use, construction of a public pier for recreation between boat slips, and more. There is also a proposal to establish free citywide Wi-Fi. Many present at the meeting said the existing plan does not address affordable housing, the city's number one need. Residents said the community felt left out of the process of applying for the grant. Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton said there will be more resources for people to stay informed and to participate in the upcoming planning process. The State Education Department last week released the results of the 2017 grades 3 through 8 English Language Arts and Mathematics test. Overall student scores showed slight improvement, but significant gaps remain among students of color and the economically disadvantaged. However, New York State United Teachers called the results, and I quote, virtually meaningless, end quote, because the exams were based on the Common Core standards that are no longer being taught. In ELA this year, students in Greene County testing proficient in ELA increased by 1 percentage point to 27 from 26% in 2016, but still well below the state average of 40%. In Columbia County, the percentage of students testing proficient increased by 2 percentage points from 32 in 2016 to 34% in 2017. This year, 31% of the students in Columbia and Greene counties scored proficient in math, an increase of 1 percentage point over the previous year, but less than the state average of 41%. Districts in Greene County with the highest percentage of students scoring proficient in ELA include Windham-Ashland-Jewett, 41%, Greenville, 31%, and Coxsackie-Athens, 30%. The Windham-Ashland-Jewett, 47%, Hunters-Tannersville, 36%, and Catskill, 35% districts had the highest percentage of students testing proficient in math this year. In Columbia County, districts with the highest percentage of students scoring proficient in ELA included Ichabod Crane, 41%, Chatham and New Lebanon, 40%. In 2017, the Chatham 41%, Ichabod Crane 39%, and Germantown 38% school districts had the largest percentage of students scoring proficient on the math exams among the county's six districts. Finally, Amanda Purcell reported for Columbia Green Media the sentencing of Hudson mayoral candidate Earl Swanigan has been postponed for 2 weeks. Swanigan pleaded guilty on July 13th to touching a woman without her consent as he was collecting signatures for his nominating petition. The sentencing was postponed to September the 7th by City Judge Brian J. Herman last week. The postponement was requested by defense attorney Dennis McAvoy to allow him the opportunity to respond to a pre-sentencing report. Swanigan is a candidate in the September the 12th Democratic primary for mayor. It is unclear at this point how his conviction will impact his candidacy. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 8 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 75 degrees. For Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 50 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 74 degrees. Tuesday night, isolated showers after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 54. And on Wednesday, isolated showers, partly sunny with a high near 74 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 57. Sunrise today was at 6:15 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:35 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 19 minutes of daylight. Almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 28th day of August 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.